HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Do you have a pile of old electronics lying around your house? That outdated phone or broken laptop may seem like no big deal, right? But did you know that e-waste is the fastest growing waste stream in the world? And in India, it's a particularly pressing issue, with the country generating over 3 million tons of e-waste every year. It's a ticking time bomb, and not just because of its massive volume, but because it is also the most toxic waste stream containing hazardous materials that pose a serious threat to the environment and the health of everyone we love. Zyada overwhelming ho gaya kya? Don't worry, I can air quotes fix it, because change starts with us. Whether it's properly disposing of old electronics, recycling them, or starting conversations about sustainable waste management, we can all make a difference. And that's exactly what we are here to do today. Are you ready to join the conversation? Welcome to A Circular Revolution, presented by Indian Youth Climate Network, a podcast that explores the innovative world of circular economy startups. This podcast is supported by European Union Resource Efficiency Initiative and UNICEF India. I'm your host, Ankita Bhava, in candid conversations with inspiring founders who are changing the game and making our future more sustainable. So, buckle up and get ready to join the loop as we dive deep into the world of circular economy. Today, we are honored to welcome Iram, the visionary behind E-Waste Social, a startup that's on a mission to tackle India's e-waste problem head-on. With a contagious passion for promoting responsible e-waste management, Iram and her team are shaking things up in the best possible way. Let me tell you, they are not just talking the talk, but also walking the walk by offering accessible solutions that are making a real difference. Through their innovative programs and initiatives, they have been able to divert thousands of tons of e-waste from landfills and promote the circular economy. Hi, Iram. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Before we dive into the specifics of E-Waste Social, Iram, we would love to know more about your personal journey. I mean, I found it really interesting that you have taken on this unconventional career path, especially with the focus on sustainable waste management. Please start by telling us what motivated you to get started in this field.
So, frankly speaking, I was working in a very conventional sector. I worked in an education institution for a major part of my career. And then I worked with two startups, one in AI and one in food. And after working in the startups, I felt that, okay, I needed to do something in the impact sector. And that's where my journey began, and I started researching and getting to know more about the recycling industry and the environmental hazards and the impacts it comes with. So hazard, because if it's not dealt properly, it becomes a hazard. And the impact, that if we recycle appropriately, the tremendous amount of impact that we can create. Okay. Also, I found a great business opportunity because I felt like, you know, there was no marketplace which connected or provided a platform wherein businesses can connect to the recyclers. So I found a great business opportunity. Overall, like, you know, the environmental and the community benefits were also there. Mm-hmm. And with the auction platform, we came up with the innovation. So I think my journey began with the research work. I did a lot of research on the recycling industry and the waste management industry. And also, like, you know, the more deeper I dug, I realized that someone has to take charge and someone has to take control. And if not, like, you know, at least I can take the risk and I should do that. And there began the journey of E-Waste Social. I wouldn't say it's easy. It's a roller coaster ride, but it's worth, like, every effort that we put in. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. I think the change will begin to happen when we all realize that we need to look at this problem as a community issue and not a nuclear one, right? So now coming to E-Waste Social. So how do you see E-Waste Social fitting into the whole circular economy concept and promoting sustainability in the waste management sector? Just give me a verbal tour of the work that you do.
So at EWay Social, we provide a platform for businesses generating recyclable waste, be it electronic waste, pre-manufactured textile waste, cardboard waste, any waste which can be recycled and is generated in bulk, to get connected to the closest recycler or refurbisher, thereby ensuring that the recycler and the refurbisher will recycle it, give the corporate value for the waste, as well as, like, you know, create an impact of getting the material back into the ecosystem to again reintroduce into the manufacturing process. So if you take a example of e-waste, we get a lot of precious and semi-precious metals which are recovered in electronic waste along with plastics and other metals. So all of these are recovered, separated, and then again it comes back into the manufacturing sector. So thereby it reduces the impact of mining, transportation, the overall, like, you know, it promotes circularity in the economy.
Correct.
Yeah, so at EWay Social, we provide a seamless platform wherein corporates can create an auction for their waste and recyclable waste, and registered recyclers on our platform will bid for it. Once the corporate agrees for the price, then the recycler will go and inspect the material and pick up the material. The entire process is seamless. We do the back-end work. We create a sustainability and impact report that the corporate has been able to, like, you know, have through the recycling process. So hence, we believe that we are providing value to the corporate.
Wow. I am intrigued by everything you are doing here. It is only making me want to know more and more and more. Having said that, so how your team ensures that the closest authorized recycler is connected with the business, and how exactly do you help them provide an optimal value for their waste?
So first of all, we have an in-house team which looks at, like, you know, the waste parcel. Once it is created on our platform, we ensure that we give right inputs to the corporate that, okay, this will be the approximate value for the waste. Secondly, we have registered recyclers pan-India. So hence, we prefer, like, you know, if there is waste in Bangalore, it doesn't have to travel to New Delhi. Causing huge carbon footprint of transportation, whereas we connect them to the recycler in Bangalore. Similarly, if there is waste in Mumbai, so it will get connected to the waste in Mumbai. So we create awareness and sensitization to the corporate as well that, look, do not go in for, like, a higher price of 1,000 rupees extra just because you want to give it to a recycler in Delhi. It does not make sense because you are adding so much of the carbon footprint. So this sensitization and awareness we create to the corporate, and our USP is connecting waste to the closest recycler. And we have enough recyclers all across India. We don't have to send waste to, like, only one large recycler in, like, you know, one part of the country. We have enough recyclers, and we can, through our platform, we are able to connect businesses with the closest recyclers.
It's fantastic to know that your platform is simplifying the process of managing e-waste for businesses, which is not only environmentally responsible, but also economically beneficial. So do you have a success story of a business that you are particularly proud of that use your platform to handle its e-waste sustainably?
So yeah, we are very proud to have, like, Godrej Aztec as one of our clients. And they started with creating an auction for one parcel, and then the word spread to the other locations. And then slowly, slowly, most of them came onto our platform to create auction. And now they do it on a regular basis. So we were able to provide an end-to-end solution to them, wherein they just have to create an auction and we do all the back-end work and ensure that the recycler comes and picks it up without getting them bothered to interact with the recycler. Another success story, like, you know, from personally for me, it is when a smaller business or a mid-sized business want to recycle and be sustainable, to provide a platform for them. So there is a village in Punjab who manufacture for Mahindra and Mahindra. So they are co-manufacturers for Mahindra and Mahindra. And they wanted to ensure their sustainability is high on their goals. So hence, they connected with us and asked if we can recycle for them. And we did not have a recycler, particularly in Punjab. So we started searching for one. And then we were able to connect them to a closest recycler. So that's also a success story for me. It might not be big, but then even if the smallest, we can make a difference.
Wow. And I can only imagine how difficult implementing sustainable waste management practices can get, especially when you are also encouraging others to join in too. So what are some of the biggest challenges you have faced in promoting these practices, and how do you overcome them?
Yeah, so the biggest challenge what we find is like, you know, convincing still, like, you know, we have this old thought that, okay, we'll give it to the kabadi wala. They don't really understand that kabadi wala, it will end up in the landfill where eventually, like, you know, the children and women will be working on these hazardous materials. And the hazardous is high, not only to the people who are working on these materials, but also to the entire life cycle, because the hazardous metals and the materials gets leached into the ecosystem and comes back to us in the food cycle. So creating that awareness, creating sensitization, creating that this is not your core, recycling is, you need to be get at least a value for whatever waste you are getting, but you don't have to profit out of it. You can ensure that you're giving it to the right recycler, because we also take side of the recycler, because unless and until he is able to make money, why would he want to be in this business? Then he will start using wrong means of dismantling and recycling. Hence, we ensure that onboard recyclers who have strict policies of the way they recycle, we create sensitization and awareness to the corporates that how efficient recycling can help in the entire ecosystem, help them to be responsible consumers, not only responsible producer, but responsible consumer as well, create ecosystem for sustainable cities and communities, and help in partnership for other goals. So these are some of the UN SDGs that we promote through our platform. So the challenge has been like creating this information sharing with both the corporates and the recycler. We also work with some of the informal sector just to create awareness to them that how hazardous it is for them to dismantle it by hand. We see a lot of women in this industry, and hence this is another challenge that we face to tell them that it is harmful for them. People think it's a very profitable sector. It is not a very profitable sector. But as ecosystem partners, we are able to be sustainable. We also believe that the business has to be sustainable economically to be sustainable otherwise. Hence, we have a lean team, and we do promote that, multitasking and keeping the team lean so that we are bootstrapped. And one of the challenges is getting the right amount of funds at the right time. But at the moment, we are handling it well. We are running a sustainable organization in bootstrap. So we are grateful and thankful for that.
That's great, and when you spoke about how we have to be a responsible consumer as well, so one thing came to my mind. So I've also noticed that many people are hesitant to turn over their e-waste due to concerns about sensitive information getting leaked out. So is there a way to ensure that e-waste recycling is convenient for everyone?
Yeah, so I think there's data degaussing which can be done. We have outsourced services, if you connect with us, we can help you get your data degaussed. Apart from that, we also have communities, places where you can drop off your e-waste. Again, to those people who think that, okay, there are software where you can degauss your system before handing over to the e-waste recycler. Again, there are two types of people. One, who are the hoarders, and who would hold, in spite of options over there to recycle, right. And ones who want to recycle but don't have options. So there are two types of people. My only request to both the sides of people would be use the platform. It's not very difficult to degauss your personal machines or your personal equipment, so you can do it very easily. If you want a professional service, you can always reach out to us. There are multiple degaussers who will be able to help you degauss your data destruction of your system. And do not hesitate to give it off to a recycler, because at least it is coming back into the economy some way or the other. Whereas if it's in your house, it is just sitting in your cupboard or in your store, taking up space.
Thank you for sharing that. Anyone who is listening to us right now wants to reach out to e-waste social, we are going to leave their social media handles and their website link in our description, so do check it out. And yes, Iram, embedding a culture of recycling and responsible waste management would be tough for sure. But I know we will get there, and it will be for our own good. It will be for a long lasting impact, in fact. And you are also partners with many government organizations, right? Including the United Nations Global Compact. I'm curious, how do you see the opportunity to leverage support from these organizations to reinforce your mission to achieve UN Sustainability Development Goals?
like, you know, we help corporates achieve the UN SDGs goal 12, 13, 15 and 17 of responsible consumption and production, sustainable cities and communities, partnership for the other goals, and a clean environment. So through these partnerships and collaborations, we want to promote our platform and provide people access to it. Currently, like, you know, a lot of people do not recycle and end up giving the waste to the informal sector or to the kabadiwala because they don't have a platform to recycle. Our vision is to even ensure that even a mid-sized company to a small-sized company to a really large company have access to recycling at our platform and know exactly where the waste went and what were the impact that they were able to create.
Good, absolutely. And you know, you might know this, that EU has recently confirmed the right to repair rules, which mandate hardware makers to provide fixes for up to 10 years. The aim is to cut down on tech waste. So what are your thoughts on this movement and how do you see it evolving in the future, in India especially?
As about this EU rule, in India, we are already doing that. So we, like, you know, even if, like, after 4 years, the laptop is not fit to be used for coding or developing, we give it to the educational institution, refurbish it and give it, pass it on to the educational institution. Post that, it is given to schools or in stationary works where, like, you know, very low usage is required. So India has the mindset of repair from the beginning and we haven't changed that. It is a West which needed this, and this right to repair has helped them not to discard their electronic at, like, you know, at the instance of it getting flawed. But also to say that, like, you know, with the onset of Chinese market flooding our country with cheap products and a lot of, like, you know, electronic items coming into, so they are designed to be flawed. So they are designed that they cannot be repaired. They are designed that it is cheaper for us to buy a new product than to repair them. So we have to tackle those issues in India. We need to ensure that, like, you know, if a thing, like, doesn't have a warranty or a guarantee or, like, you know, has only a 3 month or a 6 month guarantee, rather not go in for that. Rather go for items like, you know, with 2 to 3 years of warranty, which can ensure that, like, you know, we can get it repaired with their service center or outside their service center, because the items which don't have a warranty or a guarantee are flawed by design to not get repaired.
What is your vision for e-waste management, especially in India? And how do you see e-waste social contributing to this vision? What are your future plans?
So I think e-waste management in India is like, you know, we have got a very robust policy framework, regulations around the e-waste management. India is a very large country, highly populated. Still, like, you know, we are less generator per capita of e-waste than the West. So I see, like, you know, more recycling companies coming up in this space. Though some of them say that it's a very crowded industry, but I still see a scope. Also, with more awareness and like, you know, knowledge about recycling, many more people will start wanting to recycle through the formal sector. So there our platform comes in place, and accessibility on our platform connects them to the closest recycler or a refurbisher. By refurbisher, I mean to say who can repair and resell their equipment. So hence, I see India being, like, you know, our mindset is very jugaad. Like, you know, we don't want to throw away the resources. Any waste which can be recycled has enough amount of metals, plastic, etc., which can come back into the ecosystem. Hence, I think with the right push to this industry, we have a good regulation, and with the right push, we will be able to be self-sustainable of recycling our waste by ourselves. I would like to add one thing. By saying that self-sustainable of recycling our waste by ourselves means that we are not dumping our waste in any other country. If you look at the West, earlier, like, there was a dump in China, which again had a no dumping policy and it stopped now. But most of the waste of the West is now going to the African country, and some of it is also coming into India. So what we need to promote is building capacity of recycling capacity all across the world or all across the country, so that we don't have to dump our waste into any other country. We can recover material out of and make it sustainable. You don't have to make it profitable, but we can make it sustainable.
That sounds perfect. And you rightly said that e-waste industry is rapidly growing, and with it comes a large economic opportunity. So Ram, for young people who are interested in working in the e-waste industry today, what message would you like to give them, and what skills or qualities do you think are important for success in this field?
I think a message I would like to give them that recycling is not only limited to e-waste. There are multiple recycling sectors that you can look at. If you think that e-waste is very crowded, go in for textile waste, go in for battery waste. There are multiple windmill waste. There are multiple waste sectors that they can look at it. And the biggest quality what you need to be into the recycling or the waste management industry is ensure that you are empathetic towards the environment. You know how much non-compliant recycling can put a hazard to the ecosystem. So if you are empathetic and if you are sincere as to what you are doing, I'm sure you can go a long way. Again, recovery metals, waste is supposed to be the gold of the future. From here, once we are done with the resources what we have, we will be looking at the resources what we have already used. Hence, to recover material out of it, to recover metals out of it, plastic out of it, and put it back into the manufacturing system is going to be a big industry. So any of those who are interested, don't hesitate. It's the right time to get into this industry.
Absolutely. And it's true that you cannot get into these industries with only a money-making mindset.
I don't want to demotivate them. You will make money, but it is going to take time. So think of the next 3 to 4 years, but you're going to make a greater impact. So think that you will make the money as well as the impact.
Yes. That's the right combination. Thank you, Ram, for sharing your story. And before we let you go, can you share with our listeners where they can connect with you and learn more about e-waste social? Maybe share your Instagram handle or any other social media platform you are active on.
Yeah, you can get in touch with me on LinkedIn. I'm quite active. You can also connect with me on WhatsApp. My number is there on the website. I'll always respond to whoever wants to connect to get into the recycling or waste management. Or if you also have waste which you want to recycle, you can always get in touch with us. You can connect with me on my email. It is iram.m@ewastesocial.com. And stay connected. And I hope I'm able to influence even a couple of people to get into this sector. It would be great. And thanks, Ankita, so much for the wonderful questions that you post. And they covered most of it.
I'm sure you will. You are truly an agent of change, Iram. And remember, it's all about joining the loop for a better future for all of us. So thanks for listening. And remember to tune in next time for another fascinating conversation with a new sustainability innovator. For more updates on A Circular Revolution, you can follow HT Smartcast and Indian Youth Climate Network on Instagram and LinkedIn. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com or suno नए नजरिए से.
दिस वॉज एन HT Smartcast ओरिजिनल. HT Smartcast.